Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. The dollar drops further, oil prices explode, the housing market shakes from Miami to San Francisco, but the average American is just beginning to become concerned. The average American is just beginning to get an inkling that we face major crises in this society. We have three guests today, and I'll be telling you about those three special guests coming up in the next segment. One of them is Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, who's now just come right out with the fact that 9/11 is an inside job, and he's now come right out with the fact that he believes they're getting ready to stage massive terror attacks. He feels it in his belly, and he'll be joining us coming up today. We've got two other guests we'll tell you about as well. But I've been noticing now that I'm getting a lot of emails, a lot of phone calls, a lot of letters, and I'm seeing a lot of videos on YouTube as well-known conservative bloggers, but that were not on the government payroll, that were actually conservative bloggers. And just a lot of other individuals are now admitting that George Bush is bad, or they've been lied to, and are now basically shattering their left-right blinders. And we're seeing the same thing at an accelerated pace on the left. The left is forged, controlled, owned by the New World Order. The so-called conservative movement is bought and paid for by the New World Order. And that's why they always win, because they've had the illusion that there is choice when there hasn't been. Finally, and I keep harping on this, but now we have some new developments. Finally, the approval ratings now of 12% in Congress. It was 14 just a month ago. We see Dick Cheney with approval rating. We see Bush's approval rating plunging. Both parties are now hated. Both parties are now despised. And what do they do in Washington? They continue the arrogant lying. They continue the absconding with the truth. They continue the fraud. And they behave like cockroaches. If you talk to any exterminator, you spray a bunch of cockroaches with poison, they just go wild and start trying to eat even faster. They start fornicating. They start breeding. They start trying to, basically loot even faster in the few minutes they've got before they roll over on their backs and twitch their little legs into oblivion. And that's what's happening, but, I mean, they are just wildly running around, stealing, grabbing, just like nothing I've ever seen. They're very upset they didn't chop the country's head completely off with the amnesty program. They've still got 14 daggers shoved in our back, just on the immigration issue alone, but we're not completely dead yet. And so they know that the economy could implode any time. They know that there's 100 crises plus they face. And they wanted to get that blanket amnesty before they also brought in the economic collapse. So the mere fact that we're holding back their plans, the mere fact that we're holding back their programs, means that they cannot institute the next phase. See, we're in the game. We don't have to be idle spectators. If we expose that the New World Order is behind the dollar devaluation, they may hold off the complete devaluation. If we expose that they're behind the attempt to pop the housing bubble, they may back off that. If we expose all this government-sponsored terror, they may back off. We're trying to save lives. We're trying to save what's left of the economy. We're trying to salvage what's left of the nation. This is literal life and death for this country, this economy, and many of our physical lives. We'll come back, tell you about the news, get into the three guests we've got coming up. We'll be taking your calls later today as well. PrisonPlanet.tv is the website.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
I need to do something about my dry heels. After a pedicure, they look great. Then I have to go right back again because my feet get dry so quickly.
Haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels, and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's that name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, smooth heels and feet, use enzyme-rich, moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Card Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, here's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex for my heels.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, coming up today, we have Edwin Black, the author of The War on the Week and also IBM and the Holocaust, scheduled to be joining us. Then we have Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, who's coming right out and saying the neocons are getting ready to stage a terror attack. And we've got Richard Gage, who I had on for about 45 minutes last week or 2 weeks ago, that I rescheduled for a longer hour and a half interview so we can take your calls on the controlled demolitions of Tower 1, 2, and 7. And I know that most of you understand this, you're informed on this issue, but we need to have all the specific scientific evidence from an engineer, from an architect, whose group has hundreds and hundreds of members that is exponentially growing. We need to go over this data. We need to be fully schooled in this data. Other architects that are out there, or if you have friends or family that are architects or engineers, call them. Tell them to tune in to the internet stream or on your local AM or FM dial. Tell them to tune in on the shortwave. Tell them to tune in. Go subscribe to the podcast this evening or tomorrow, and they can hear today's show. Because this is scientific evidence. These are measurements. These are facts. You know, Mr. Rothschild can say that Jupiter, Saturn, Neptune, Uranus, Pluto are closer to the sun than Earth, but the scientific fact shows that's not the case. And They're trying to bring in non-reality more and more by design, and the people are rejecting it. That is the good news. The social planners, the sociologists of the New World Order, the technicians went too far, ladies and gentlemen. They've lost all credibility now. So that's coming up with Richard Gage later in the transmission today. Also, iPhone, a Trojan horse for government surveillance, the most detailed report on this. And this is the next wave. This is the next step in the evolution of technology. My wife got an iPhone, and she likes technology stuff. And I thought it was all hype. Everything I heard about it is true. It's very intuitive in its use. It's very nice. I'd call it Web 3.0. I mean, it's definitely the future. And it is a little Trojan horse in every way. So she says she's going to get rid of hers. But we've done an investigation of it since it broke in Russian newspapers on Monday that it's a Trojan horse. We have a report up on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com on that front. Also, again, as I mentioned, Dr. Paul Kirk Roberts coming up in about 20 minutes. My wake-up call, watch for another 9/11 WMD exercise. Also, Agency French Press, U.S. might strike Pakistan, White House says. It's not even big news here in the United States. It should be. Pentagon, public discussion of Iraq withdrawal reinforces enemy propaganda. So they lied to us about the war by design. We have all our own memos and Pentagon documents. And now if we as American citizens say, hey, you lied to us. Oh, you're not allowed to question and you're helping the enemy. Well, funny, your own Pentagon plan says you actually want to create enemies where there were none and stir up and create resistance as a pretext to not just stay in the Middle East, but widen operations. So that is coming up as well. Also on the economy front, Miami condo glut pushes Florida economy to brink of recession. Talk about condo glut. They're building a 55-story mega condo building right here in Austin, Texas. I mean, we're not that big of a city. And they're building, it's got to be, last time I counted it, 20 other, at least 15-story condo buildings just downtown. I mean, everywhere. They're tearing down neighborhoods. They're tearing down other houses, other areas, and they're building condos. And I saw this in the 80s. I saw it in the 70s. Every time there's about to be a big recession, my dad, growing up, he said, you see all those cranes, son? That means a recession's coming. I go, what do you mean? He goes, every time I've seen them build like that, a recession's coming. Why that's the formula, I'm not sure. But we'll be getting into that a little bit later as well. We've only got him until the bottom of the hour. Then Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, former editor of Wall Street Journal, the father of Reaganomics, comes on to discuss that he believes we're about to go into martial law. A lot of other people are saying the same thing. Even Barbara Boxer said that we've never been this close to a dictatorship. These are the times that try men and women's souls. But I always like to go back in time to then a mirror to the future. You know, we've done a four-part series on eugenics in its current context, under its current rubrics that it's operating under. But as we've discussed it over and over again, the research of Edwin Black comes up, and he wrote a book about IBM and the Holocaust and also the War on the Weak. And I've read the IBM Holocaust book years ago. I've just purchased the War on the Weak book, continuing my investigation of the history of eugenics and just how widespread it was. So joining us is Edwin Black, author. He is a best-selling New York Times best-selling author, been all over TV and radio. Many of you already know who he is. And I appreciate Mr. Black coming on with us.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Good. In the time we've got with you, how did you discover how dominant eugenics was in the last century? And then, I mean, from my research, it seems as if it was the dominant scientific group that really spawned many of the so-called modern disciplines that we see today or certainly co-opted them.
When I first wrote IBM and the Holocaust, I encountered a continuing thread of identification of individuals along eugenic guidelines. And like many people, I thought that this was just some sort of a wacky science that had been taken to absurd extremes by the Nazis. It was only later that I learned, when I did the research for War Against the Weak, that all the Nazi notions of a master race and of the eradication of those deemed unfit to live on this earth, genocide, were actually created in the United States. In many cases, the Nazi laws duplicated those developed decades before in California. Their research was funded by the Rockefeller Foundation and the Carnegie Institution. And the whole idea in America was to create a master race of blonde, blue-eyed Nordics, which Hitler studied and transmogrified into blonde, blue-eyed Aryans. And so you have the horrible experiments of Mengele in Auschwitz, where he attempted to put blue eyes into twins who had brown eyes and did all these monster experiments. He was actually part of a program funded by the Rockefeller Foundation. This is all lost to history. And, of course, nothing that our Holocaust Museum in Washington is going to ever bring out, because they have a written, an unwritten taboo against mentioning corporate involvement in the Holocaust. So I did this research, and I discovered that eugenics really began in Victorian England, and was designed to just create a mathematical formula for a healthy marriage. You know, rich, talented people marrying other rich, talented people would undoubtedly create rich, talented offspring. But by the time it was transplanted to the United States and infused with a racist ideology that was caused by the social, by the socioeconomic upheavals of the 1900s, it became a pretext for extermination.
When did Thomas Watson, in your research on him and IBM, when did he get the eugenics bug and become a wholehearted follower and adherent?
I wouldn't say that Thomas Watson of IBM was any more of an adherent than Theodore Roosevelt or the governor of Massachusetts or Woodrow Wilson.
No, I understand it was very widespread, yeah.
So basically, Thomas Edison reflected the mores of the time, the institutional mores of the time. And don't forget, in 1927, the concept of eugenics, which was extermination and reproductive halting of those deemed unfit, was a law in 27 states.
I mean, that's my point, is that I found that this was the mainline view, and that, I mean, basically, Graham Bell, it didn't matter, they were all into this, and now, today, many of their children and grandchildren are the power structure, and actually hold many of the same views, just under new names.
Well, you're most correct, because after it was proved at Nuremberg that what Hitler engaged in was not a war of plunder and conquest as much as a biological war to create a master race, eugenics fell out of favor, and the very same scientists and laboratories...
Stay there, sir. Let's talk about this. Let's talk about how it went underground and then it became even more powerful. Stay with us, sir.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that every original document on the federal and state level proves America is a Christian nation? Did you know that the Supreme Court has undermined our religious heritage? You can call for a free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine by calling 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. David J. Smith of Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that over 700 suitcase bombs are smuggled out of Russia and are in the hands of radicals bent upon America's destruction? You can call for a free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now.
Come, you masters of war. Here that build the big guns. Here that build the death planes. Here that build all the bombs. Here that hide behind the wall.
Welcome back. Edwin Black is our guest, and he's written several best-selling books on eugenics. Award-winning New York Times, international best-selling investigative author of 57 best-selling editions in 14 languages, 61 countries. And he joins us right now. Mr. Black, in the few minutes we've got left with you, we were getting up to the point of eugenics going underground and basically taking over every major discipline, or the crypto-eugenicists. Please continue.
Well, eugenics went underground, and all the same institutions at Cold Spring Harbor and the universities renamed their departments of eugenics departments of genetics. And all the foundation grants and all that continued the research, and in some cases, many of these same Nazi monsters continued on as leading members of the genetics community. Now,
is that why I talk to biology students and even graduate students, and they send me emails going, "Yes, all humans should die. We are a scourge on the earth." And I'll email back and say, "You're a eugenicist." They go, "How dare you say that?" It's like so inculcated they don't even know.
Well, I think what your listeners need to understand is that there's creeping eugenics. The main way you have creeping eugenics is to start to devalue human life. The original eugenicists claimed that white guys with brown hair had to be exterminated. And in fact, in many states, starting back to about 1911, there were actually bills put into legislatures asking for the public gas chambers to be built. This is decades before Hitler made his gas chambers.
Now, let's be clear. Repeat that for people with more detail.
Well, the original concept of the American eugenicists, which was supported by the government, the American Agriculture Department, etc., was that the way to perfect the human race was to exterminate the bottom tenth, and the original proposal was gas chambers, and in some states, like Ohio, legislation had actually been put into the state advocating for doctors to prescribe a gas chamber. Now, that did not succeed, and so they went to the other idea, which is forced surgical sterilization. Now, inhibiting reproduction deliberately was later held, after the Nazis did it systematically, to be a form of genocide.
In the few minutes we've got left, sir, it's clear I'm going to have to beseech you to come on for a full hour because you've got even a lot more knowledge than I have on this, and I've been studying it for years. There's just so much. I just learned more. I know you meticulously document. Skipping ahead, Bill Gates, Warren Buffett, they give $67 billion. I tracked most of it is to eugenics, creeping eugenics operations in the third world. Comments on that?
Well, I don't think your listeners have a clue as to what the next eugenics is. It's not going to be one based on race. It's going to be based on corporate power and economy. The insurance companies are going to lead the way. The major corporations are going to lead the way. And I'm afraid that the technology that's going to be used is not going to be DNA and fingerprinting and index cards as much as RFID tracking as they identify who will have a right to buy.
And by the way, biometrics was invented by Galton 100 years ago. We think that term's new. Biometrics was invented 100 years ago by a eugenicist.
Well, I don't think that Galton invented biometrics. Actually, let me take that back. Galton invented fingerprint science, and he began to try to launch a science called biometrics, and there was a journal called Biometrica.
Yeah, I've got
something of that nature. But Galton himself was not a negative eugenicist who tried to destroy anybody.
He was a positive. He thought good people should breed together, and then the extremists came. Well, so Dr. Bianchi at UT says 90% should die, and his students email me and say, "No, we must all die."
Well, who's doing that? I mean, that's just silly.
Dr. Bianchi at UT, have you heard about him?
No, I really don't know. But I would just say that there is a group of people who do not want mankind to die, but they want mankind to split into two groups, self-directed evolution and those who will serve it. And that's a whole other topic that one day we can talk about.
Listen, can I have my producer call you and set you up in the next month for a full hour?
It's possible.
Okay.
Thank you very, very much.
Hey, thank you. Fire out any website, sir.
The website is edwinblack.com, and the eugenics website is waragainsttheweak.com.
We've got links to that up on Infowars.com. Thank you, sir.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
This is Elizabeth Border. News alert. Twice a month, you can now get the Divided Kingdom's brand new newsletter. Concise, hard-hitting, the first issue discusses two vital questions, war in Iran, a coming one-world church. In the first issue is included a pungent discussion of NWO numerology. For a free sample copy of the Divided Kingdom dossier, write to Post Office Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. A yearly subscription is only $50 for a newsletter that comes not once, but twice every month. Get the spiritual support you need right now for your free sample copy to P.O. Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. Once again, for your free copy of the Divided Kingdom dossier newsletter, write to P.O. Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609.
Where do you think one of the most toxic places on earth is? The answer may surprise you. It's in your body. The colon is a natural breeding ground for disease-producing germs. It may not sound like a very appealing subject, but it should not go ignored. For over a decade now, natural health expert Dr. Lauren Ritter has educated people everywhere about the benefits of internal cleansing. Now, these benefits include higher energy levels, more comfortable digestion, high immune support, and healthier looking skin. Now you can try Dr. Ritter's colon cleansing program from the privacy of your own home. It's safe and natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. Don't let your body be the most toxic place on earth. Take care of your health by cleansing your colon and body. Dial 1-800-890-2014. That's 1-800-890-2014. Call now to find out how you can get the colon and body cleanse risk-free for 30 days. Dial 1-800-890-2014. Call now.
Here I come now, baby, fighting the new world order. Glad you joined us today.
Here I come again now, baby, like a dog in you. Yeah, it's me by the camera now, baby, I'd like to touch the tree. Now I've been struggling for so long, you know I'm getting sick. Got to see you in a stranglehold, baby.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, here's the good news. The Congress now has a 12% approval rate, down 2 points in just 30 days. Cheney is now sitting in a major Gallup poll at 10 points, down from 12. Mainline, hardcore, neocon, drooling base, who have never been conservative, they just bought into phony neoconism like they bought into a new Pepsi slogan, has now woken up to the fraud. The troops, just a year ago, 70% in major polls wanted out. Now it's over 80%. Ladies and gentlemen, the criminal government, both parties working together, have blown their cover. The left-right paradigm is imploding. People are waking up. But they know they're being lied to. They don't have the details. But when Dr. Roberts has warned of this in the past, it hasn't gotten as much attention. It's another indices that people are now finally listening. He put out a warning last week saying they may stage a big terror attack, i.e. the globalists, the neocons, the particularly virulent strain running things right now. And finally, it's been picked up. It's all over the web. The web is on fire with the columns he wrote a few days ago and then another one yesterday. One of them is my wake-up call. Watch for another 9/11 WMD experience. Here's another one from Raw Story. Old line Republican warns something in the works to trigger a police state. And with the PDD 51, with the John Warner Defense Authorization Act, with the enemy combatant designations, with this whole host of issues, the Military Commissions Act, with Bush announcing that he's above the Congress, they are clearly testing the water. We also know they had Tommy Franks for $540,000 a year going around for a full year saying we're going to have martial law after another attack. It turned out he was illegally on the payroll. It's part of the multi-billion dollar fake news buy. Remember Armstrong Williams? Well, that's the tip of the iceberg. Joining us is Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. And we're trying to avert going into total dictatorship. Dr. Roberts, thanks for coming on.
Thanks. I mean, you've got Paul William Roberts, not Paul Craig Roberts. But I'm aware of his work, and you know, we write similar things.
This is very bizarre, because I had Dr. Roberts coming on today.
Well, you've got Dr. Roberts, but it's Dr. Paul William.
And then you know what happened? We must have switched the numbers and gotten you almost. Sir, tell us about yourself.
Well, my last book, I wrote a book on the Iraq invasion. I was there. My last book was a novel, which really was the history of America, the history of American foreign policy from the late 70s on. I can talk about this issue just as easily as he can, and I'm aware of his
work. Yes, I'm aware of your work. This is interesting how we got our wires crossed, but you're on the same page. Yeah, why don't you go ahead and speak to what's happening?
Well, I think one of the interesting things now is that, not that the corporate media will let you know this, is that, where does the U.S. military support stand for the Republican candidates? Well, it turns out that over half the military and veterans donated money to Ron Paul, more than any other candidate. And Ron Paul is the only Republican candidate who wants to withdraw the troops. So, I mean, it's quite clear where their views stand, where their sympathies lie in terms of Republican candidates who are voicing their view. And, again, that's not been reported in your papers there.
Where do you see all this going?
Well, I mean, it just seems to be an inexorable spiral towards tightening everything down. I mean, I'm in Canada. And, here, the problems are growing because, we're so intimately tied to your economy. And now we're in this odd position of having, being the principal supplier of energy to America. And there are a lot of people here who seriously think that the U.S. will invade and, probably do it in a very subtle, financial way. But our resources are now considered as your resources. And as our economy thrives and yours begins to decline, it will look more and more attractive to gain control of the assets up here. But, I mean, the overall drift is towards a new kind of Nazi state. I think that's unmistakable. And it doesn't matter, which candidate is in. I mean, the whole political system is rotten. You've got cash whores in Congress and, a system of lobbyists that basically counteracts democracy. And, people are frustrated, but, they have no outlet. They have no voice.
But as I was saying earlier, people now are not buying in to the fraud anymore. I mean, that's really the good news.
Well, yeah, that is the good news. But, how are they going to translate that into political action? And I was talking to Cindy Sheehan. We were both speaking at the same convention. And she had an offer to run for Congress, and probably would have been a shoo-in. But she realized that once she was there, she would be able to do far less than she can do now. That's the issue, is that, the people who are supposed to be acting on behalf of the American public are not. You know, they're acting on the behalf
now,
of
Cindy, the public. Now, is Cindy still going to run?
She didn't rule it out further down the path.
Because we interviewed her just last week, and she said she's gonna run, and I think she can beat Nancy Pelosi. And I disagree with her. I think with her bully pulpit once she was in Congress, plus that'd be a great defeat to the Democrats, saying, "Hey, you know, you do what the people want and what's constitutional, or you're gone."
Yeah. But I mean, look at the Democrats. You know, in terms of you know, their support for the war.
I mean, yeah, go over that. I mean, talk about that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they, you know, most of them. I mean, you know, in fact, I was talking about this to Cindy Sheehan, and she was going on about the, you know, when the feminine principle enters politics, and I said, well, you know, what about Margaret Thatcher and Golda Meir and Indira Gandhi and Hillary Clinton? And she said, well, you know, these are women who've made themselves more like men than men, you know, in order to compete in that environment. But, you know, that is not the same thing as bringing in, you know, the principle of, you know, the true feminine principle. And to some extent, I agree with that. I mean, look at Hillary's position. You know, it's more kind of hawk-like than the hawks. I mean, McGaugh said just after the invasion that, you know, he would have done the same thing but done it differently. So, you know, there's been very little substantive difference between Democrats and Republicans. In fact, you know, some of the worst, you know, most egregious errors or, you know, tightenings of the restrictions of liberty have come under the Democrats. You know, on the central issues, there's almost no difference once they're in power. I mean, Clinton, when he was running against George I, said that he was, you know, he actually ran on a program of reduced military spending, was going to bring troops home, and the result when he got into power, and nobody called him on it, is that he increased military spending and put more Americans out there around the world than any president before him, you know, besides bombing Iraq virtually every day. You know, it's a difference in style that the American public seems to have been suckered into for, you know, too long now. I mean, they need to wake up to the fact that, for a start, two parties is really not a choice. It's an alternative. And you know, when the alternative proves to be virtually identical, you know, it's the country is being run for a handful of oligarchs, and you know, that needs to stop, and it needs to be replaced with a real democracy.
Well, tell us specifically about your work and some of the things you've been doing.
Well, I mean, I started off writing books about countries that had gone through the colonial period and were emerging from it, like Egypt and India. And I became interested in the Middle East, and I went to Iraq first in the late 80s and interviewed Saddam, and then went back during the embargo and saw the incredible condition the country had been reduced to. I mean, this is a rich country. I mean, it's not a basket case as it's presented in the corporate media. It's an incredibly rich country. Besides oil, there's uranium and, you know, all kinds of other natural resources. And Iraqis will be the first to tell you that. You know, we can pay for everything ourselves. You know, just, you know, give us our oil and our resources and leave us alone. You know, but the image you get now, and most journalists never saw the country before and don't realize, you know, how splendid a city Baghdad was. You know, they just see the, you know, smoldering wasteland it's become. So, you know, it's hard to realize how rich the country actually is. But you know, your troops would not be there if that was not the case. So I wrote a book about Iraq during the embargo and Saddam's rule. You know, and I was opposed to Saddam as anybody else was. You know, it was a terrible regime. But again, you know, he was helped into power by the CIA and the British. And kept there by them, by all accounts, you know, until his usefulness outran. And a lot of Iraqis still believe that he was a CIA agent whose job was to deliver the country into the hands of America when the time came.
Well, we know that Saddam Hussein, in 1958, was trained by the CIA in Cairo, Egypt, as an assassin. We know that they told the Baathists they would stop trying to overthrow them, and they made him the head of security in 69. Then 10 years later, in 79, he was put in to power. He was given $30-plus billion. He attacked Iran. Then April Gillespie, U.S. ambassador, told him, you know, we don't get involved. We're allies with you in inter-Arab affairs with Kuwait. And they shut that whole thing up. Then they had a, 14-year embargo. I mean, we are now into 16, 17 plus years of this extermination going on. Our first world nation is now a smoldering wasteland. I've talked to many troops that have come back. I mean, in the cities, most people literally are throwing their human waste out in the streets now. It's all falling apart. One of the first things they did, of course, as you know better than I, when they took over, was to make the data on the number of dead a secret. But we did get the Lancet Journal, and then John Hopkins did a study. It is over 600,000 plus dead in the first 3 years. We're now 4 years and 3 months into this, so the numbers when they come out will be much higher now.
Iraq destroyed all the ministries in Baghdad were destroyed during the bombing deliberately. And in fact, that, you know, that in itself was a war crime. You don't destroy a country's infrastructure. So all the previous records are gone, population records, things like that. So it's very easy to fudge the figures. But, I mean, the facts remain. I mean, I'm amazed that we've allowed Paul Wolfowitz to simply walk away from this mess, because he had had this in planning since 1978. You know, then he did a contingency study, which is a kind of what-if scenario. What if the Russians made an alliance with the Iraqis and gained access to a warm water port in the Gulf, and thereby threatening America's strategic interests, i.e. the oil. He couldn't push that plan back then because Saddam was still a useful ally. But he kept on pushing it. And the odd thing is he kept on pushing it after the Soviet Union collapsed and its reasons ceased to exist. So you can induce by that that the reasons were not the reasons given. You know, if the reason then was to thwart Russia's aims to get a warm water port and threaten the oil, what were the reasons after the collapse of the Soviet Union?
Well, they just want to have weapon sales, and the Pentagon tells us they want to destabilize the whole region. And then they tell us, oh, no, we're there to stabilize it, when it's actually the opposite. I mean, to see a population of 24 million go down to less than 22 million, millions are now dead. Okay,
period. Well, I mean, Wolfowitz, you know, must have known this because he had the thing in planning for so long. If he didn't know it, he was incompetent and negligent, and which I doubt. But if he did know it, he's guilty of war crimes and crimes against humanity, because anyone could have told him, and they did tell him. You know, anyone who knew anything about Iraq, including myself, you know, were urging them not to do this because the result would be chaos, sectarian violence.
Well, have you read P2OG? That's the plan. Break the country in three parts, have endless war.
That's right. That's right. And also to, you know, reduce the Sunni part, you know, to, you know, virtual
Do you ever hear U.S. talk radio where they just snicker and say, kill all Arabs? But it's all these real soft people who've never even lived or ever humanized these people, never been to Iraq like you and others have been. I mean, I'd like them to go to Iraq and look at the dead and dying children and the sewage running down the roads and, you know, look at them. I mean, if they want them all dead, they need to go get a gun and go over there and start killing these kids.
When I was there during the embargo, I was absolutely. I went there for the New York Times, in fact, who wanted me to write an article on Uday Hussein. And when I got there, I realized the embargo is the story. I mean, there was nothing. The pharmacies, you know, were lucky if there was a bottle of aspirin on the shelves, and the children were dying of malnutrition. You know, malnutrition is not as dramatic as starvation, you know, but it's every bit as lethal.
You just get weak, you get sick, and you die.
That's right. 600,000 children under the age of 5 died.
And then they run little propaganda pieces going, look, warehouses of dental chairs Saddam won't give his people. But what they didn't tell you is they were letting the media in thinking they'd tell the truth. They could have a dental chair, but then no tubing or systems to run it because that could be used in weapons.
Oh, I mean, it was ridiculous. The embargo included things like pencils, because the graphite could be used on the nose cones of missiles, included spiral bindings. The calendars from Scotland were kept out. An Iraqi girl applying to do research at the British Library was told that came under the embargo. Now, we weren't told that intellectual activities came under the embargo. I mean, there was no paper in Baghdad at that point. I mean, I got my hotel bill on the back of some old government letter. It was a really sad state of affairs, and every other person seemed as if they were on the verge of a nervous breakdown. And to see them go through that, and I was there during the Gulf War as well, and the country was in a pretty bad shape after Iran, Iraq. But to see what's going on now is heartbreaking.
Well, Mr. Roberts, I'm really honored to have you, and I'm glad we got our wires crossed, and because we've got like three Paul Craig Roberts in the computer, and that this happened today. Tell folks, because I'm very familiar with your work, I'd like to get you on for a full hour sometime to really talk about your experiences in Baghdad, so we can humanize these people for these yuppies that have never been outside their city, who just think just dehumanized, that it's like the plague is over in the Middle East, they all need to die. Tell folks about your book.
Well, it's a novel that really is a condensation of the history of America from the Carter era onwards, and it goes into.
But I meant the book about Iraq, yeah.
The book about
Iraq. Sure. You know what? Stay there, sir. We'll be right back.
After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the advanced Berkey Light Purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625. 885-6625 for BioSolutions.
Well, we're going to get that other Paul Craig Roberts on again to talk about Baghdad and his trips over there and what he witnessed. And that's funny. I've never had that happen in my years on air, that we got so many names in our database, never interviewed that gentleman before, that we got our wires crossed and ended up... And somebody I never interviewed before on. And then and magically he agreed and had written books about the same stuff and was aware and said we're going into martial law police state. And Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, who I hope to just keep for about 10 minutes because he's leaving the country tomorrow, is with us right now. He's put out a warning that they may be staging some type of terror event or getting us into martial law. And finally, people are listening. Dr. Paul Kurt Roberts, thank you for coming on, sir.
Sure, Alex.
Just in a nutshell, in the time we've got, finally people are listening to you and you're putting out your strongest warnings. Why are you doing that?
Well, Alex, I think what really made it so obvious was the July 18th Los Angeles Times report by Ronald Brownstein, which reminded us all that unpopular presidents have consistently undercut their party in the next election. Based on everything we know about unpopular presidents and elections, the Los Angeles Times reports that 88% of voters who disapprove of the retiring president's job performance vote against his party's nominee in the next elections. And on average, 80% of voters who disapprove of the president's performance have voted against his party's candidates, even in House races. So if you figure currently that you've got 75% of the American people who disapprove of Bush, and the vast majority of those are going to be voting for the other candidates in the other party, then you face a total Republican wipeout. It'll be a total wipeout. And so you have to ask yourself, do we think that Cheney and Karl Rove don't know this? And so why is it they are persisting on a highly unpopular path that leads to electoral wipeout?
Because they've got an ace in the hole, and that's mushroom clouds.
They've got an ace in the hole, and that's going to be another 9/11 attack, which will unify people, make them scared again, unify them around the president, and you can hear right now what Bush's speech will be after the next 9/11 attack, whether it's authentic or orchestrated. You can hear his speech. It'll go something like this. My administration knew there would be more attacks from these terrorists who hate us and hate our way of life and are determined to destroy every one of us. If only more of you had believed me and supported my war on terror, these new attacks would not have happened. Our security efforts were impaired by the Democrats' determined attempts to surrender to the terrorists by forcing our withdrawal from Iraq and by civil libertarian assaults on our necessary security measures. If only more Americans had trusted their government, this would not have happened. And so on. Anyone should be able to write the script.
Well, we already hear talk radio saying that. We already have seen Chertoff saying, well, you're not letting us do the security we need. We're going to get hit. Bin Laden's back to full power. There's all this Bin Laden chatter. We're in deep trouble. I mean, it really looks like the balloon's going up, Dr. Roberts.
Yes, of course it is. The National Intelligence Report says that Al-Qaeda is regrouped. They're strong again. They're determined to hit us here at home.
Sir, we've only got a 70-second break, and I know you've got to leave in just a moment. Stay there. They'll come back for just five more so you can finish your thoughts on this subject. And then we say bon voyage to Dr. Paul Kurt Roberts, the father of Reaganomics. Be right back.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.